my Rabu God. Lift up your voice and worship the Lord tonight. Baba, thou art Lord as thou art come. Holy Baba, do let us shout to Jesus, 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 Jesus. I am an humble crowd, yeah, my humble crowd. But Lord, as thou art born, holy Baba, do the past be there. Sing to Savior, 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 yeah. My humble God, my humble God, my Lord, as thou art born. Sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride of joy he gives, but greater still the calm assurance his child can face on certain death because he my Jesus is alive. Lift up my voice and begin to worship him. I can face tomorrow. Oh yes. Because he lives. Oh, fair is God. Oh, fair is God. Oh, you are because I know. Oh, he holds my future. And that is what I live in just. Because he did. Sing it one more time. Because I confess tomorrow. I confess tomorrow. Because he did. Oh, fair is God. Oh, fair is God. Yes, because I know. Oh, he owns my future. My life is worth. I believe in just, I believe, yes Lord, I believe, hey, yes Lord, I believe, it is well with me, in the name of Jesus, I believe, just lift up your voice and declare it, because I, it doesn't matter what you are passing through. Yes, Lord, I believe it is well with me, that will be no more crying. I believe, yes, Lord, I believe. Hey, yes, Lord, I believe it is well with daddy, that will be no more crying. I believe. Yes, Lord, I will. Just tell God you believe tonight. The Bible says, "Signs shall follow them that believe it." It is well. It is well with me. Oh, I believe. Just say to yourself, "Life and death lies in the power of tongue." Yes, Lord, I believe. It is well with. But then there will be no more weeping. I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. It is well with. Oh, yes, sing it one more time. I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. It is well with. Now begin to declare that it is well with you tonight. It doesn't matter what the enemy are facing to attack you. It is well with you. Lift up your voice, I'm going to declare it. Father, I believe strongly. It is well with my children. It is well with my marriage. It is well with my ministry. It is well with my destiny. It is well with my wife. Lift up your voice, I'm going to declare. Over your career, it is well. It doesn't matter what you are facing. It is well with you. Lift up your voice tonight. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Forget about the problem. Because Jesus lives, we can face what is coming tomorrow. Open your mouth, I'm going to declare that it is well with your future. It is well with the remaining days of this year. It is well with your marriage. It is well with your destiny. Open your mouth and pray. Father, I thank you for the fantastic promise tonight that it is well with me. Open your mouth, I'm going to declare it. Masud deli braso keze kumorobobo. Zitali braso keze teyobobo. Oh, I believe strongly, Father, it is well with me. It is well with my marriage. Open your mouth, I'm going to declare it. It doesn't matter the arrow the enemy are firing. It is well with my children. It is well with my destiny. It is well with my wife. It is well with my ministry. With my family over abroad. It is well with everybody. Oh, put your mouth, I'm going to declare it. Oh, put your look at what is happening. Thank God it is well. On where my soul, thank you, Jesus. It is well. 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 Declare it to yourself tonight. Father, no matter what you are facing at the moment, it is well with me. Because Jesus lives, is alive forever. You can face tomorrow. Ah, Father, it is well with us. It is well. Power of all. Now declare it. We have more power of my own. Thank you, Jesus. I have no power of my... that sister, don't worry. Everything shall be well very soon. Holy Spirit, we look unto you. Help us. I have no marriage secretary. Father, tonight I decree and I declare. For everyone connected tonight, it is well with you already. Open your mouth and begin to declare. Ah, yes, Lord, I believe it is well with me. Oh, I where my show. Thank you, because it's well with everybody. It is well with all. I'm on the ghost. Oh, it's lighting. You are glorious in holiness. Thank you, Jesus. I'm fearful in praises. Always do. He wonders, hallelujah. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for the visitation tonight. Begin to declare it is well with you and your family. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. God is in the midst. God is here. God is here. God is here. You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh. Lift up your voice. I'm going to worship it. Oh, yeah, Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the, there is somebody that needs to connect to the throne of grace tonight. Something is about to drop to some destinies. Ah, Father Lord, hey. You are the Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Just worship your maker tonight. Something is happening in tonight's worship. I want to stop. I could not just stop. Ah, my pastor, can you can we can say, hey, Mama. Oh, yeah, oh, yes, you are the Lord, thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Lord said, I should tell somebody on the line tonight. I don't know who you are, but there's a particular information from you tonight. I want to receive the information. I want to hold it firm. Because sooner than you expect, it's about to manifest in your life. The Lord said, I should tell that person that before you know it, before this year expires, that stubborn mountain confronting you is about to crash by fire. In the name of Jesus, there is somebody listening to me tonight, to the voice of God through me, that very soon, God's here to tell you, I will wipe away your tears in the name of Jesus. There is somebody listening tonight, because of the level of worship you have felt tonight, in the name that is above every other name, you will dance for joy very soon.
Amen.
Jesus, I decree and I declare, it shall be well with you. You have said it tonight, nothing can change it. You have said it tonight, nothing can change it. You have said it tonight, I prophesy my recognition tutorial. Because you have worshipped the Lord tonight, throughout this year, every agenda of sorrow for you and your family, home and abroad, is converted to joy this moment in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Say, oh Lord, Father.
Oh Lord, my Father.
Anyway, I've sinned against you, that want to stand against my prayer, have mercy upon me tonight in the name of Jesus. Tell God to be merciful. Tell God to show his mercy tonight. Oh, this has never happened before. There is a great encounter in tonight's meeting. Father, tonight, please have mercy, Lord. Any sin that want to stand against me, the Bible said the prayer of a sinner is an abomination before the Lord. Father, please, oh Lord, any sin I've ever committed, sin of backbiting, sin of gossiping, sin of envy, today, please, don't let it stand against me. Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. God is in our midst tonight. Something is about to drop. Open your mouth. Aha! That is it. That is it. Help yourself tonight. 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 Aha! That is it. That is it. Any sin in my life that want to stand against my prayer, open your mouth and pray. Father, let them be removed. Forgive me tonight. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Blind but timorous cry for mercy. His life never remain the same. Father, tonight, oh Lord, please have mercy upon me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon me, Lord. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Oh, do a shadow for me. I don't need more bedroom, Baba. I don't need more bedroom. I will jarry my God. I don't need more. Father, please be merciful. Father, show me your mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, show me your mercy. Father, show me your mercy. Oh, do a shadow for me, sir. In the name of Jesus, I cannot continue like this. I need your mercy. Father, show me your mercy. Oluwa Shalom for me, say, what I have said, I suppose not to say. Please be merciful tonight. Oh, Lord, Father, show me your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy. Show me mercy. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, heaven over my prayer tonight. Open by fire. Declare your heaven open. Over tonight's prayer. Father, I declare my heaven open tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. You cannot be praying on that close heaven. Tonight, oh Lord, heaven open my prayer. Open it, open it, open it, open it. Aha! Declare the heaven open. Ha. My heaven must open. My heaven open up by fire. Oluwa. Heaven open my prayer tonight. Open tonight by fire. In the name of Jesus. Father, I declare my heaven open. In the name of Jesus. Ah, yes, 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 yes. My heaven must open tonight. In the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, oh Lord, arise in your power tonight. Answer me from the throne of grace in the name of Jesus. Tell God to answer you tonight. Oluwa Dabilona Layola. In the name of Jesus, answer me from the throne of grace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Don't let me go on the same tonight. In the name of Jesus, answer me from the throne of grace. Open your hands and pray for yourself like that. In the name of Jesus. Father, please answer me tonight. Father, answer me tonight. Father, answer me tonight. Father, answer me tonight. Father, answer me tonight. From the throne of grace, O Lord. Father, please, by your mercy, answer me tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray this prayer up front loud and clear. This night is not a night to negotiate at all. And I beg you, please strike when the iron is very sharp. The angel of God, they are present for this meeting, and I don't want anyone to go home exactly the same. Shout this one loud and clear. Especially if you are here tonight, you know that you are due for a certain celebration. I want you to gather yourself and pray. Say, wicked power, sitting upon my divine celebration. You are a liar. Be unseated and die in the name of Jesus. Every power sitting on your celebration, on your destiny, on your glory, in the name of Jesus, be unseated, be unseated, be unseated, be unseated tonight. In the name of Jesus, every wicked power sitting on your celebration, you must celebrate this year. It doesn't matter the remaining days of this year. You must jubilate. You must celebrate. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, any power sitting on your celebration, hear the word of the Lord. They must be arrested tonight. They must be arrested tonight. They must be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus, they must be arrested tonight. Aha! In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. The testimony that you are supposed to have shared for the past 6 months, that somebody somewhere in the covenant is sitting on, tonight I decree, by the mandate of heaven, before 31st of December, 2020, people shall gather to celebrate you in the name of Jesus. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray like this. Say, every arrow of untimely death that I've been fired into my dreams, go back to center tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, send the arrow back, send the arrow back, send the arrow back. My sister, this is the time you have been waiting for. Send the arrow back tonight in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. Every arrow of untimely death designed for you and your family. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Aha! Pray for yourself tonight. Pray for yourself tonight. Pray for yourself tonight. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. I am praying for somebody here tonight. The conclusion of the devil that this year 2020, that you will bury any member of your family. Tonight, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I cancel the conclusion. I cancel the conclusion. I cancel the conclusion. I cancel the conclusion. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray for yourself like this. Say, covenant of untimely death over me and my family, be cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Makasetele brasetemo. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, covenant with untimely death. The Bible says, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, for God is with us. Open your mouth and pray. If God be for us, nobody can be against us. Help yourself. In the name of Jesus, covenant of untimely death over your children, over my children, over my wife, over my marriage, over my ministry. Oh, yeah, counsel them now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, counsel them. In Jesus. Mighty them will pray. I pray for somebody here. Hey, I don't know who has prepared a poster. A poster of obituary for you in the spirit realm. In the name that is above every other name. Anyone that submitted your name or your picture to any satanic abolish in order to make sure they construct an obituary for you in the spirit realm, hear the word of the Lord. I decree by the mandate of heaven. The Bible says, who seeth and come to pass when the Lord has not commanded it. I stand here to decree today, every satanic poster that has been constructed in the spirit realm to represent you and your family, to represent me and my family, whoever designed it shall replace you there.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Every dream of death, I cancel it. 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 Today I pray for you tonight. Please, I beg you, please just concentrate. You don't need to omit to say, continue to nothing to pray. I decree today, tonight, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says that digeth a pit shall fall into it. Anyone that have prepared a coffin for anyone here tonight, hear the word of the Lord. They will enter the coffin by themselves. In the name of Jesus, anyone that is sick here tonight, that the enemy want to send to any grave, hear the word of the Lord. Whoever fired the arrow to you and your family, the arrow shall go back to them now. In the name of Jesus, it shall go back to them now. It shall go back to them now. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. The Bible says in Job chapter 22, verse 28, it said, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. So if you want to decree, it's up to you. You might keep quiet, it's up to you, but I'm going to say this, I'm going to say that. Say, I decree and I declare. You this year 2020, you shall not swallow me and my family in the name of Jesus. Don't push your mouth and pray for yourself like that. Help yourself in that prayer. He will not swallow you and your family. He will not swallow me and my family. Help yourself and say, aha! Now you know what we need to pray. Help yourself to run. This year 2020, you will not swallow me and my family. You will not swallow me and my family. Nobody will pay us a condolence visit in this year 2020. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Run in Bobato. For Silva, Lord for Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, pray. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. This night is not a night of prayer. It's not a night of joke. It's a night of prayer. Help yourself tonight, and let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. You are still praying. Just to do the Bible says, it says, "Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory?" Ah, he said the sting of death is sin. I decree today, every graveyard clutch that I'm designed for anyone under the sound of my voice tonight, whoever designed it shall enter that clutch in the name of Jesus. Wear that clutch in the name of Jesus, and so shall it be.
Amen, Jesus.
Mighty name of prayer. Amen. To pray the next one like this. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, my Father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, put me and my family under the shadow of your wings. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. It doesn't matter what the enemy is planning. Father, put my children, put my wife, put myself under the shadow of your wings. The Bible says that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Father, please put me and my family under your shadow tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. This end of the year. In the name of Jesus. Nobody will expire with this year. Nobody will expire with this year. In the name of Jesus. This year will not see our hands. In the mighty name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. I pray for somebody here again. I don't know who you are. That dream of seeing your dead relative. Today, I disconnect you from the spirit of the dead. In the name of Jesus. Today that dream of confusion walking around everywhere aimlessly, today the dream is cancelled in the name of Jesus. You are going to lift up your voice and pray this over yourself loud and clear. Say, anointing to break through. Ha! My life is available. Fall upon me now in the name of Jesus. Anointing to make it. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Anointing with that struggle. Open your mouth and pray. Look at what is going on here. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. In Jesus. Precious name, we are prayed. You are going to pray for yourself like this. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. It doesn't matter what the enemy is planning ahead of me. I shall end this year better than the way I started. Open your mouth and pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. Oluwa, I will end this year better than the way I started in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Father, please tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, I shall end this year better than the way we started. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. Father, we shall end this year better than the way we started. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. I pray for anyone making a journey for the rest of this year. The Lord Almighty will preserve you in Jesus' name. Any power waiting in the air to cause havoc in your life, that power shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord.
I decree and I declare, by the power in the name of Jesus, you will not be a wasted vessel.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I will not walk on the day the road is about to suck blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Two more prayers on the spirit of death. Shout this one out and clear. Say this one out and clear. Say, oh Lord, arise. In your power tonight, laminate me and my family with the blood of Jesus. Laminate us. Laminate my children. Laminate my wife. This virus is still going around up and down. Father, laminate everybody tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Oluwa, laminate me, O Lord. Laminate us, O Lord, against the forces of darkness. Father, laminate me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, tell God to laminate you. Open your water. Pray. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, Oluwen, that's your name. Say, Father, laminate my children, laminate my wife, laminate myself, laminate my ministry. In the name of Jesus, anywhere we go, let your blood be with us. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to say this over yourself again. The Bible says, whatever my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out of your life. Beloved, there are something that's about to get out of you now. So even after this prayer, you go to toilet, you see some strange things, it's a deliverance going on. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Say, whatever food I've eaten in the dream that has caused trouble in my life, blood of Jesus, flush them out tonight. Flush them out, flush them out, flush them out. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Any food I've drank in a dream, in the name of Jesus, be flushed out, 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 be flushed out. That is it, that is it. Anything I've eaten in the dream, open your mouth and pray. Father, let them be flushed out tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the power in the blood of Jesus, be flushed out tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Oluwa, for what I'm saying, in the name of Jesus, I receive my deliverance. I receive my deliverance. I receive my deliverance. Open your mouth, prayer. Open your mouth, prayer. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray this next one. This another level of prayer. Shout this one loud and clear. Say anything in my life that has tied my life down on a spot. Hey, beloved, you need to take that evil load. The Bible says it shall come to pass that day that the body shall be lifted up your shoulder and the yoke shall be destroyed by the reason of anointing. You are about to lift something from your shoulder tonight. The body on your shoulder is about to lift this head off. Say anything in my life that has tied me down on a spot. Your time is up. Open your mouth and pray. Whatever is happening, I used to tell you that I cannot remain like this. I must move forward. I must make progress. I must move forward. Tell God to that. Tell God to that. Aha! That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Tell God that you must make progress tonight. I cannot remain like this. I need a change of story. Something must drop in my life. Something must get out of my life. I need to move forward by fire. Tell God which area of your life you need to move forward. You cannot remain like this. This year is running to an commandment. October 6th is today. You need to tell God, this year you must, your story must change. 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 Story must change. In Jesus' name, we are praying. There is somebody that needs to pray that prayer one more time. Thank you, Jesus. You cannot afford to remain like that. Something must happen in your life. The whole world are waiting patiently that where is your God? They are asking you questions that you cannot understand. No wonder Psalm 40 verse 1. He said, I waited patiently on the Lord. Many of you have been waiting and waiting. You are even still waiting on the Lord. And he inclined his ear unto him and he heard my cry. Tonight God is about to hear somebody's cry in the name of Jesus. In that said in verse 2, he said, he brought me out of the horrible pit. Many of us are in a situation that is so horrible. You look to the left, you look to the right, you don't know what to do. But tonight I stand. The Bible says, heaven and earth might pass away, but the word of God will never go fulfilled. God will bring you out of that situation. God will bring you out of that situation. God will bring you out of that situation in the name of Jesus. He said something clearly. He said, he brought me also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock, and establish my going. There is somebody under the sound of my voice, in the name that is above every other name. God will set your feet upon the rock tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. That is a song that loves so much. If you know it, please sing with me. The rock that never fail, let me hide in you. Let me hide in you. In you there is power. The rock that never fail, let me hide in you. Let me hide in you. In you there is power. I decree to somebody's life, the Lord that has brought you out of that horrible situation, he will establish your feet this year. In the name of Jesus. You know what amazed me? In verse 3 of that verse 40, chapter 40 on Psalm 40 verse 3, he said, and he put a new song in my mouth. What kind of a joy is this? After bringing you out of the situation, he planted your feet on the solid rock, he established your going, he now said, I put a new song in your mouth. He said, he will praise unto the Lord, and not only that, many shall see it, and because of you, they will fear and trust the Lord. I am decreed to somebody's life, in the name that is above every other name, because you are connected to the grace upon my life this night, in the name of Jesus. This year 2020, God will give you a new song. In the mighty name of Jesus, he will give you a new song. You will sing 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 a new song in the name of Jesus. That was what happened to Anna. Anna could not believe that she could sing at all. But when Anna been mocked and mocked and mocked, Peninnah, they mocked her so much, and lo and behold, when God answered Anna, Peninnah shut up. And in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 1, the Bible says, Anna sang a new song. He said, there is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee, neither is there any wrong. As the Lord, there is none holy as the... She could not believe she could sing before, but when Samuel appeared in Anna's life, she sang a new song. I don't pray for somebody here. I don't know what your Samuel is. Your Samuel might be your newborn baby you have been expecting. Your Samuel might be your marriage that needs to ring. Your Samuel might be the new job. Your Samuel might be your new relocation. I decree by the mandate of heaven, it doesn't matter what your Samuel is. Luke chapter 1 verse 37. It says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Therefore I start to decree tonight. Your Samuel will manifest. And you shall sing your new song. You shall sing your new song. You shall sing your new song. Now put in the prayer. Say, oh Lord, my Father, give me a new song this year in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Over your family, Father, give me a new song. Over my marriage, brother, give me a new song. Over my finances, please give me a new song. Over my family, over, give me a new song. Open your mouth and pray. Oh, do I want to dance? Oh, give me a new song. Thank God to give me a new song. Oh, do I? Give me a new song. I am overdue for this new song, oh Lord. Father, please give me a new song. Give me a new song. Thank God to give me a new song. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3, the Bible where God went to Solomon. He said, Solomon, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want? What? Just tell me, what do you want? Solomon said, Father, I need a wisdom and understanding and to rule your people. He said, Solomon, you cannot give such a big offering like this, and the only thing you are asking is just wisdom. He said, God, that's what I want. He said, I will beautify you, and nobody will be like you. No riches will be like you. Begin to over blessing. What do you want tonight? Open your mouth before we go to the scripture and tell God, where is the shoe pinching you? What is the new song you want to sing? Tell God tonight, what is your Christmas present? That is only God that can do it. Father, give me a new song this year. In the name of Jesus, tell the Lord tonight, my sister, this is the opportunity your life has been waiting for. Tell the Lord tonight, oh Lord. Father, Lord, give me a new song this year. People are asking me that, where is my God? Father, show yourself. Father, show yourself. Father, show yourself. Father, show yourself. Pray. Which letter have you been expecting? Tell God that this is your year. You cannot exceed this year. You cannot remain like this. Something must happen in your life. Something positive must happen. People must congratulate you this year. Open your mouth and tell the Lord tonight. Open your mouth and tell the Lord tonight. This is what we are here tonight. Father, we thank you for what you're about to do. For everyone that will open their mouth tonight. Father, tonight, oh Lord, to you, oh, we give you all the glory. Open your mouth and tell the Lord, Father, give me a new song. A new song. Song of victory. Song of favor. Father, give me a new song, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. The old one that asking me that, where is my God? Father, show yourself in my life. In my marriage, show yourself. In my workplace, Father, show yourself. In my finances, Father, show yourself. Father, please show yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, show yourself tonight and let your name be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. You are going to pray for yourself like this. Because this prayer point, 2-3 prayer points, they will go to the scripture. We don't have much time tonight. Say this one loud and clear. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. It doesn't matter how I started this year. I must end better than the way I started. Hey, in the open your mouth and pray that prayer. Amen. Hold on. One day like this, Joseph was in the prison. He started that day somehow with a prison yard. He had the prison garment upon him. But when something miraculous happened, when God wanted him to sing a new song, the Bible says the king had a dream and no one could interpret. They sent for him. And he moved from that day, from the prison yard, with the prison clothes, and he landed in the palace. When he did what God asked him to do, beloved, the Bible did not record that he went back to that prison. I decree tonight, by the power in the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter how you started today. It doesn't matter how you started this year. One thing I have confidence in tonight is that whether your enemy like it or not, you will end this year better than the way you started. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm saying it from the bottom of my heart. And with the backing of the Holy Spirit, your children, your grandchildren, your family, somewhere abroad, they shall all end this year better than the way they started. In the name of Jesus, every evil disease that want to tamper with anybody all over the world, I command the disease to die. In the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord.
Let no power touch me, for I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, tonight I pray for somebody here. Any evil mark that is any power that want to tamper with you, tamper with your children, tamper with your destiny, tamper with your marriage, tamper with your future. Today, the hand of God will waste such power. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Please mute your phone. Don't worry. I don't need to hear your voice. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. Open your Bible with me. Thank you, Jesus. Let me see if I can share the screen quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is somebody here tonight. You are due for a change of story. In Jesus' name, it is done. In 2 Kings chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. Let me see if I can share the screen tonight. Oh, God. Lord, help me. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, no, don't worry. I can't reach. All right, let's go on. 2 Kings, I'll go through my Bible quickly. 2 Kings chapter 4. The title of my short message tonight is called, The Available and the Desirable. The available and the desirable. There is something called available and there's something called desirable. And I read two scriptures before I go into the prayers tonight. The available and the desirable. In 2 Kings chapter 4. And I read from verse 1. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Kings 4:1. And I want everyone to please listen to me. The Bible says, a certain woman of the wife of the sons of the prophet cried out to Elisha, saying, your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take away the two sons to be their slaves. Imagine a man that walk with the Lord, that fear the Lord, that serve the Lord until his death. After his death, because he had a debt to pay, some people are coming to take the children. I decree by the mandate of heaven, whoever want to negotiate your children with anything you owe them, heaven will silence them tonight in the name of Jesus. God will silence them tonight in the name of Jesus. In verse 2, the woman cried to Elisha. And in verse 2, so Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Just tell me, what do you have in your house? Is there anything available in your house? I told you the title is The Available and the Desirable. What she wants, what she desired was that please, come and clear this debt away. But what does she have? She doesn't even have. He said, in verse 2, he said, what should you have in your house? He said, tell me. He said, and she said, your maid servant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. What can a jar of oil do ordinarily if not for God that stepped into that scenario? Tonight,
God will step into your case tonight in the name of Jesus. Then in verse 3, then he said to them, go and borrow vessels everywhere from all your neighbors. Empty vessel. Do not gather a few. And when you have come to your room, you shall shut the door behind you. You and your sons shall pour the small oil into all these vessels and set it aside the full ones. So she went in. She went from him, shut the door behind the door of the son, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out all this oil. Now it came to pass when the vessels are all full, then the son said to her son, bring me home another vessel. He said, ah, madam. I said to her, there is no other vessel. And the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God that, okay, I don't want to ask you to do. He said, go and sell the oil, pay your debt, so that you and your sons shall live on the rest. Beloved, what the woman had in her hand was a jar of oil. The available resources to connect what she wanted was the hand, the jar of oil. Remember what the Bible says in Mark 11:24. It says, verily I say unto you, that it says, whatever thing you desire, when you pray, beloved, if you desire something, Father, I wish I get this car. I wish I clear this debt. I wish I, beloved, he said, whatever thing you desire, Yoruba college got to desire, what you desire, when you pray, beloved, the devil will stop people from praying, but they will put more desire in their life. He said, when you pray, and you now believe definitely that you will receive them and they shall be yours. That's what the Bible says. Beloved, what do you have in your hand? What is the availability that you have? Many of us, the available we are talking about today, it might be the time for you to pray and intercede on behalf of somebody else. Remember what happened to Job in Job chapter 42 verse 10. The Bible said God turned again the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. What he had in his hand was just prayer. Your available might be prayer. Your available might be your talent. Your available might be your gift. Use it to the glory of God and the betterment of humanity. Your available might be your talent. It might be your money. Many of us are so stingy that for people to stretch out to bless people is a problem. And the Bible says, "Where seed time and harvest cannot see until when you sow, you can never reap." That one is standard. It's a law. Whether you are born again or not, it doesn't matter. The law is valid. Whatever you sow is what you. If you don't sow, you won't reap anything. What are you sowing in people's life? Do you sow discord? Do you sow anger? These are the things you will reap. He said, what is your skill? What is it that you've got that can better people's life? Invest in people rather than tarnishing people's image. Invest in their life. And once you do that, you are using the available thing in your hand to connect your desirable. The available thing, if you look at the story of Elijah, the widow of Zarephath, the only thing she had was a room in her house. She had a room in her house. And when she saw the man of God walking about, she said, this man must be a man of God. Let me take care of him. Yeah, come and sleep here. Each time the man comes to the house, the available thing that the woman had was a room in her house. He said, that each time you come and sleep in this room. And say, hey, that was the available. Then I said, what does she, the man of God, I'm sure he was eating good food that day. He said, what does she need in this? I said, she doesn't need anything. Then Gehazi said, okay, this woman has no child. That was the desirable. She desired it. Say, hey, okay. He said, by this time next year, embrace your own child. I am praying for anyone under the sound of my voice that is married legally, that is believing God for fruit of the womb. By this time next year, embrace your own children too, in the name of Jesus. In Luke chapter 5 verse 1, the Bible talks about Peter. Peter assailed all night, he caught nothing. What was available with him was ordinary net and the boat. He gave the boat to Jesus. He said, Jesus, preach on this boat. After he preached on the boat, he said, launch into the deep. He used the desirable, the available to connect the desirable. Look at Moses too. Moses, when he got to the Red Sea, there was no way for them. They look left, they look right, Father was coming behind them, and there was nothing. God asked him a question. He said, Moses, what do you have in your hand? What is available in your hand? Moses looked left. He said, I have another stick. He said, use that stick, because I'm about to enter that stick now. Stretch it over to the sea, and the sea will make way. And lo and behold, Moses did exactly what did God asked him to do, and there was way where there seems to be no way. The question is, if Moses has not gone use the available, he might not be able to get the desirable. The question, my brother, my sister, what do you have in your hand? How many times have you set aside to pray on behalf of some people? Right now, even if they are falling, it is your duty to build them up in prayer. How many times have you invested in people's life? Now, you know what? I really want to sow the seed of prayer to this person for 2 weeks. That is how you can use what you have to. And once you do that, just like John 42:10 I quoted just now, you can now see that God can now turn again your own captivity, just as he did for Job. What do you have in your hand? What is the skill that you have? Many people are struggling in what you have in your hand. All what you need to do is to connect them and say, you know what? Do this. It might be an idea. It might be an information that will better their life. But instead of you giving information that you are holding it, that's why the desirable has not located in your hand. The available and the desirable. What do you have in your hand? The available is the key that will open doors to create a blessing to you. The available is the elevator that will take you to your next level. The available is the net that will catch your desired fish. The available is the magnet that will attract your unlimited breakthrough. Beloved, we need to pray. But beloved, no matter the level of available that you have, if there is no Jesus in your life, the available is just zero. Because from the mathematical understanding that I've got, the little math that I studied, anything multiplied by zero is zero. Jesus is 100%. If you take Jesus out of it, it becomes 0%. So if you have the gift and talent, and you have continued to pray, you have the gift of everything, and there is no Jesus, the available becomes zero, and therefore you cannot enjoy the desirable. So if you are here tonight, I want to wrap up very soon, and you have not surrendered your life to Christ, don't let us pretend at all. You better go back to him now and say, Father, I cannot continue like this. We have less than 3 months for this year to expire. I need a change of story. I have tried all what I could do, but yet I failed on different occasions. But tonight, please, I want you back in my life so that you can be my Lord and my personal Savior. So this one after me, if you want to do that decision, say, Lord Jesus, put your hand in your chest. Nobody's looking at you. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you tonight as I am. I am sorry in the way I've disappointed you. What I have said that I ought not to say, I am sorry. Father, forgive me tonight. Cleanse me with your blood. Wash me tonight. Write my name in the book of life. Start something fresh in my life. I say bye-bye to sin and Satan. I want to serve the living God for the rest of my life. As I've said it tonight, so shall it be. On the last day, Lord, can't we want to reign with you? In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Now you have the available with you. The desirable is on your hand. It's close to you now. So we are going to pray just about 3 or 4 prayer points. Then we'll write them tonight. Say this one loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, my Father, whatever I need to do to be a better person, Father, please reveal to me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer for yourself. It's a powerful, wonderful prayer point. The available is that you might not need to even go and fast for 70 days. This 70 days going on now. You must say, these 70 days, Father, I want to keep to it. I want to keep to it. Father, please just whatever I need to do, help me, Lord, to do them. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, oh, Lord, arise. In your power, whatever need to come into my life, for my life to be to be full of thanksgiving. Beloved, you remember that until when Samuel entered the life of Anna, Anna could not sing any song. So whatever need to come into your own life, for you to sing your own song, God must do it this year. By his mercy, by his grace. Are you ready to pray? Say, oh Lord, my Father, whatever need to come into my life, for me to sing my new song and dance my new dance, Father, deposit it into my life tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and tell God to deposit it. Father, deposit it into my life in the mighty name of Jesus. We are riding on very supreme way. Father, please hold on by your mercy. Deposit those things in my life in the name of Jesus. Father, deposit it. Oh, yeah, deposit it. Father, deposit it. Oh, yeah, deposit it. Father, deposit it. Oh, yeah, deposit it. Oh, yeah, deposit it in the Lord in the name of Jesus. Father, deposit those things in my life. In Jesus, mighty name, we are prayed. I pray for my sister here. The arrow of shame and disgrace that has already been fired to your life, waiting for a day to manifest. By the mercy of God tonight, that arrow has gone back to sender now in the name of Jesus. I don't know who the person is, but the thing I've been dealt with. Thank you, Jesus. Now pray this prayer upon yourself loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, my Father, whatever you need to do in my life for me to be congratulated, Father, do it tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, please do it tonight. 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 Do it tonight in the name of Jesus. Do it tonight, oh Lord. Do it tonight. Do it tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. The word for somebody here. The unseen battle that's always appearing at the edge of your success. Today, that battle has been crushed forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. I said the battle has been crushed forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lastly, you are going to lift up your voice. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, angels of my blessings, wherever you are, I am available. Appear by fire. Let your angel of blessing locate you tonight. This is the man your life has been waiting for. Father, my angel of blessing must appear. My angel of blessing, wherever you are, I am available tonight. Show yourself. 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 Aha! Show yourself to them. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, thank you, Jesus. I decree and I declare that the power that is determined to say no to your prayer tonight, heaven will silence them tonight in Jesus' name. I prophesy in this year 2020, I will soon hear your testimonies in the name of Jesus. And you will hear by my own truth in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Cover you all with the blood of Jesus. Anything planted in your life, around your destiny, around your children's life, in order to spoil your joy, I cancel that thing now in the name of Jesus. The enemy will not have the final say over your life in the name of Jesus, and the name of the Lord shall be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen, amen, amen in Jesus' name. Don't forget, by the grace of God, the prayer continues on Thursday. This end of the year, don't joke with these prayers at all for any reason. This is a time that we need to wrestle more in prayer. In the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We are going to shout, share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Mm. Lord, I know tonight, shout seven powerful hallelujah. I want to go. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you all.
God bless
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. God bless
Bye-bye.
You, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you, sir. Good night. Thank you, sir. Good night. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you. Wonderful prayers. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Please be anointing in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Bless you, sir. Thank you.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Oh.
Among the Lord, Oluwa, who is lighted, you are glorious and faithful in praises, always do who wonders are they do. You are glorious in holiness, of faithful praises. All this, the 70 days, you can get it on Amazon. Get the 70 days on Amazon. It should be a big, no matter how expensive, you can get it on Amazon. You want to follow me?